Good morning. We continue with our study of the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim says, you should really understand. Yesterday, the Chafetz Chaim told us we have to take a financial loss if it means revealing stuff. But if it's a fact that our respect's going to get diminished, I'm going to be among people and I can't get away from them. They're going to go ahead and tell all sorts of terrible isurim and terrible things. And if I sit quietly, they're not going to and help out. They're going to turn around and think I'm a bad person, or they're going to call me nasty names. It's still usur. Think about all the peer pressure to join in on a slam session among kids. Well, our children have to learn that, and we as adults have to learn that if you join in to talk about the teachers, if you join in to talk about the school and how awful it is or how awful the community is, right? So in such a situation, then people will respect you. They'll let you be on the WhatsApp chats and whatnot. Notwithstanding, a person has to understand that it's certainly going to be asur. Val kazek v'kayotu b'ze amru chazal mutav l'adam shi'ikra shote kol yamav val yiyeh rosh ha'shachas l'tnei ha'makom. A person is better off being called a fool for his entire life and not be a rasha for a single moment within that life. And he should do whatever he can so that he should be secure in knowing that he gets schar for not knowing. For not being involved, because it's lefum tzara agra. You should just know the more effort you put in, the better off it is for you. And Chazal say, so long, kol rega v'rega sh'adam chosein piv, zocha l'or aganus, she'en kol malach u'bria, yecholim l'shar, the Vilna Gaon points out, based on the Medrash, that every moment that you silence yourself, you get a malach, where you get a special zechus, where a malach can't measure it off. He says, don't worry, how do you handle these bad communities? We'll talk about that. He says, we'll figure it out. We'll discuss it very soon. Now, the punishment for Lashon Hara, the prohibition of Lashon Hara, is whether you speak about it with your mouth, or even if it's in writing, or an email, or in a chat, or in a group. And there's no difference if you're speaking, or whether you're speaking using hints. Right? There used to be a gossip columnist who would say, who is the person who lives in Manhattan and on Park Avenue who's done XYZ in such a situation? It could be that there's hinting over here. It's still called Lashon Hara, and a person should also know that within this context of speaking badly about a person, you're also lowering yourself. Right? Because, look, you're speaking badly about a person, and you know that what goes around comes around. So that person needs to understand and have some self-respect in order for him to say, I'm not doing that. It's just not who I am, and I'm not joining in. If we can do that, very great things are destined for us. Have a great, terrific day.